Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the fourth and final section of Surah Yaseen titled The Future Destination. That's right, it's all about the Day of Judgment and what awaits us in the hereafter. And we go straight into it with verse 48 when Allah says, وَيَقُولُ, and they say, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When will this wa'ad, when will this promise be fulfilled if you are of the truthful? So the people are questioning the messengers that if it's really true about this day of judgment that you're telling us about, when's it going to happen? مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. And while we're going to be busy disagreeing about this day of judgment, a صَيْحَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ, a single cry will overtake them as they are busy. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً. And they will not have time to make a توصية, to make a will. Life as we know it will end. Whatever you're in the middle of doing, you could be in the middle of eating, you could be putting something back on the shelf. And when you hear that صَيْحَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ, that single sound, everyone life will end. Life on earth will end. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And they're not going to be able to go back to their families. We're not going to have time to go and give our final farewell or to write our will, as it says in this verse. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور. And when this sur, when this trumpet is blown, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Now there is a second sur, a second blowing of a trumpet. So the first صَيْحَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ was the one that brought life to an end. Everyone died and life on earth came to an end. Now this second sur, this second blowing of the trumpet, is one where everyone will be raised from their graves, where we will be resurrected and they will come rushing to their Lord. And what will they say? Qala ya waylana, oh woe to us. مَنْ بَعَثَ مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who has raised us from our sleeping places? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. That what Allah the Rahman was telling us, this is the truth. This is what the Mursaleen, the messengers, were saying. When they were telling us, wake up in our life, telling us to follow the message and the messenger, we didn't listen, and now they're full of regret. Ya waylana, oh woe to us. But it's too late. Now they've already reached their grave. In kanat illa sayhatan wahida, fa'idahum min al-ajdathi, fa'idahum jami'un ladayna muhdaroon. Now a third sayhatun wahida. And this third sound is when everyone will be presented before Allah. That people who have died, all of us, we're rushing from our graves. We gather for the day of judgment. And this third sound now, we are presented. It's time for us, our actions, our intentions, all to be taken to account. We've now realized that what we were told was true. This day has arrived. And it's a very easy thing for Allah to make all of this happen. All it took was صَيْحَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ, a single sound. We are now in front of Allah and it's time for our قَدَّمَة, for our footprints that we sent forth, our good deeds that we did for the hereafter. Now the day has arrived that those deeds will be looked at. No deed that was good will be rewarded less than is due, and no punishment that deserves punishment will be able to escape it. And that's why we ask for Allah's mercy, not His justice, because that would mean we are losers. We can't afford for our every wrong to be accounted for. And we ask for Allah to forgive us before and have mercy on us, because on this day, every atom of good and every atom of wrong will be accounted for. Inna ashabul jannah, but the people of ashabul jannah, the people in Jannah, fi shughlin fakihun, they are busy enjoying themselves. Can you imagine? Allah tells us they're busy enjoying themselves. They're not bored of all the good things. They are so busy, occupied, doing everything they've ever wanted to do. And they are happily engaged. Hum azwajuhum fi dhilalin ala al-ara'iki muttaqi'un. They are sitting in the shade, they are reclining on the most comfortable of couches, and they have the companionship of their mates. Just picture that. What a beautiful place it is. Lahum fiha fakihatun walahum ma yaddahun. They will have fruits, they will have whatever they desire. Now, whatever you want, you're in a place where you can do what you want, where you can be with who you want, where you can have what you want. This is room service to another level. You just think it and it's there. What an amazing description we're being given of where we can get to if we send forward the right good deeds. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Peace, a word from your most merciful Lord. What a beautiful state the Ashabul Jannah have reached. They are in a place where there is no unpleasantness, no arguing. They are where they wish, having what they want. And their Lord is congratulating them. Salam, peace. And then, wa amtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun. But then the mujrimun, the guilty, the ones who have done wrong, they are told by Allah, stand apart, separate yourselves from the believers. In this world, we might not have been able to tell the believers and the unbelievers apart, but now on the day of judgment, Allah is saying, stand apart, mujrimun, those who are guilty. And He reminds us, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adama? Did I not warn you, O children of Adam? Allah ta'budu shaitan, that you should not worship shaitan? Did I not tell you, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin, that he is aduwwu, your enemy? Did I not tell you that? I told you, wa in a'budu, worship me. Hada siratum mustaqim, because that is the straight path. And remember, in the beginning of Surah Yasin, we were told to be on the straight path. We had to follow the message and the messenger. Allah had warned us about this shaitan, who is our adu, this enemy, who would whisper temptations to us, who would lead us off the straight path. But He didn't have the power to do that. We had the power to say no, but we became distracted. And we let shaitan lead us astray. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُ تَعْقِلُونَ. Did you not think? Did you not apply reason? هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي. This is the Jahannam. This is the hell that you were promised. إِسْلَوْهَ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Enter it today because of what you didn't do. Jahannam is a bottomless pit, a never-ending place of turmoil, of trouble, where there is no peace. And it is our own actions which have led us to this place. Allah reminds us that on this day, al-yawma nakhtimu, Allah will nakhtimu, seal our mouths. And now it's too late for us to use our tongues to make excuses. Rather, our hands and our feet shall testify to Allah of how we have used our body to disobey Him. Not because Allah needs this information, He's already aware, but it is for us to be told that, oh man, you were given these blessings, but look how you used them. And how will we then deny it? Allah then ends this section with a powerful statement where He says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ مِنْ خَلْقٍ. And whoever we give a long life, we cause them to regress, to go back. And that reminds us of the cycle of life, that when we are young and strong, there is going to be a time when we become old and feeble. When we are bright and we have a strong intellect, there is going to be a day when we start to lose our memory. Everything is going to go back to Allah. These blessings that we have are temporary, and it is our job to use them in the right way to send forward good deeds that are going to benefit us in the hereafter. أَفَلَا يَأْكِلُونَ. Do they not then understand? We've been given so much guidance, so many warnings, so much detail of the right way to live and of the future that awaits us. Have hope, knowing all these good deeds that you're doing, they will be rewarded. There is a beautiful place waiting for you to enjoy. And be warned that if your actions are wrong, there will also be a consequence that awaits you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.